Translation: I think that all my sisters must have gone to this great sacrificial ceremony with their husbands just to see their relatives. I also desire to decorate myself with the ornaments given to me by my father and go there with you to participate in that assembly. Purport: It is a woman's nature to want to decorate herself with ornaments and nice dresses and accompany her husband to social functions, meet friends and relatives, and enjoy life in that way. This propensity is not unusual, for woman is the basic principle of material enjoyment. Therefore, in Sanskrit, the word for woman is stri, which means one who expands the field of material enjoyment. In the material world, there is an attraction between woman and man, that is the arrangement of conditional life. A woman attracts a man, and in that way the scope of material activities involving house, wealth, children, and friendship increases. And thus, instead of decreasing one's material demands, one becomes entangled in material enjoyment. Lord Shiva, however, is different. Therefore, his name is Shiva, which is not explained here, but Shiva means auspicious, whereas material enjoyment is inauspicious. He is not at all attracted by material enjoyment, although his wife, Sati, was the daughter of a very great leader and was given to him by the request of Brahma. Lord Shiva was reluctant, but Sati, as a woman, the daughter of a king, wanted enjoyment. She wanted to go to her father's house, just as her other sisters might have done, and meet them and enjoy social life. Here, she specifically indicated that she would decorate herself with the ornaments given by her father. She did not say that she would decorate herself with the ornaments given by her husband, because her husband was callous about all such matters. He did not know how to decorate his wife and take part in social life, because he was always in ecstasy with thoughts of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. According to the Vedic system, a daughter is given a sufficient dowry at the time of her marriage, and therefore Sati was also given a dowry by her father, and ornaments were included. It's illegal nowadays, isn't it? In India. It is also the custom that the husband gives some ornaments, but here it is particularly that mentioned that her husband, being materially almost nothing, could not do so. Therefore, she wanted to decorate herself with the ornaments given by her father. It was fortunate for Sati that Lord Shiva did not take the ornaments from his wife and spend them for ganja, because those who imitate Lord Shiva in smoking ganja exploit everything from household affairs. They take all of their wife's property and spend on smoking, intoxication, and similar other activities. Well, Daksha is not mentioned by name in this purport, but I was just thinking of that name this morning when I noticed that what does Daksha mean? Who can say? Expert, yeah. I was just noticing an example of inexpertise this morning. There are many of them, but I just happened to notice that the picture frame, I asked for the Maha Mantra in Bengali to be framed, but it's framed in, it's an irregular rectangle. It means it's straight at the top, comes down, but one side comes down more than the other, so it's sloping like that. So that's an example of inexpertise. Daksha means expert. Prabhupada translated that as, or he gave the purport of that as, he was expert in sexual affairs, in sex, to put it briefly. So Daksha is like, he's the villain of this story. He's the bad guy. But so when we think of Daksha, we might think, not very good. But Daksha in itself is a good quality. That's one of the qualities of Vaishnavas. Daksha is given as one of the qualities of Vaishnavas, to be expert. So a devotee should be expert in serving Krishna. It's like Prabhupada was expert. Even if he only produced all these books, that would have been a monumental contribution. But he did so many other things also. And the fact that he was able to produce these books while traveling around the world, and traveling around the world not sightseeing, but traveling around the world preaching Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada defines in one place the definition of expert as one who is able to do many things at the same time. So, he himself was the paragon of that, of expertise. So devotees should be expert. It means it's not that we have to go and study everything, how to do everything. But whatever we do, we should try to do it as well as possible for Krishna. So I was noticing that this morning, picture frame was formed in an irregular rectangle. You know how to say that in Telugu? You translate it in Telugu? Oh, Telugu is there. This is Tamil, is it? Okay. You know how to say irregular rectangle? It's a technical term. You can say it. Okay, that's good. So I was thinking about that. I mean, that I'm a great exponent of Indian culture. I try.